I was so impressed with Carson Wentz going back and watching the tape. Some of the throws that we saw him make in this game, I thought were some of the best we've seen him make ever in his career. And you saw a lot of the traits on display that kind of make him who he is as a quarterback. And what was your favorite throw of Carson this week? Because there were a few
candidates. There were a few. I thought the touchdown to Jeffrey.
Ridiculous.
Because that was two-man coverage. And when you play two-man coverage, your corners can undercut routes because they have help over the top. And certainly when you're in the red zone, you can do that because the space is confined.
Yep.
Yes. And two things really impressed me about the throw. Number one, that he turned it loose. Because there's a lot of quarterbacks who wouldn't turn that loose because Jordan Lewis did an excellent job of undercutting Alshon Jeffrey. And number two, the ball placement. Because Lewis did such a good job, he had to put that ball out in front of Jeffrey. He couldn't just stick it between the one and the seven. He had to put it out in front. And he put it in the only place, really, that Jeffrey could catch that ball.
How impressive is that to see that from a guy at his age to be able to make those kinds of decisions, make those kind of plays at this point in his career?
It's really impressive because the way I've heard a lot of the development of a quarterback spoken about by coaches is in your first year, you're basically just trying to get to the line of scrimmage and run the play that's called properly, okay? In the second year, you're really getting a better overall feel for your own offense and where everybody is. The third year, you're really learning defenses. Then the fourth year, you're starting to put it all together.
Yeah.
That's the way it's often been explained to me by coaches with the growth of young quarterbacks. Clearly with Carson Wentz, it's been accelerated to the point where now, and again, we don't want to make it seem like he's Peyton Manning in his 10th year.
Of course.
But clearly you're seeing a quarterback with a great feel for his offense and a really quickly developing feel for defenses. I've been doing this a long time, and for people who know me through the podcast and other things, I'm not one to usually say, wow, he's going to be great. You know, because I've seen a lot in my 38 years at NFL Films and my 25-plus years now watching NFL coaching tape.
Yep.
But I think Carson Wentz has a chance to be pretty special. And by special, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's a first ballot Hall of Fame, you know, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I think he's got a chance to be a top 2-3 quarterback in this league for a number of years.